Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Aaron brings real-world business insight from over a decade in the CPG space, including roles at Dannon and Greenleaf Foods, where she championed plant-rich food systems and sustainable go-to-market strategies. As a conservation manager at the California Water Service, she led programs connecting the dots between animal agriculture, water use, and community conservation efforts. She founded Eco Ethos based on a vision for a cleaner, healthier world for future generations, consulting with companies on how to live more sustainably, affordably, and intentionally while also saving money. She's deeply passionate about driving innovation and sustainability in the food and beverage industries by bringing insights to organizations, developing forward-thinking strategies, building purpose-driven partnerships, and creating products and programs that resonate with today's conscious consumers. Aaron, it's a delight to have you on the program today. I'm excited to talk about water. I'm surrounded by it here in Canada. I was born within 100 yards of the ocean. I live on a river, and we own a lake cottage where we spend our summers. I've always found water to be an essential part of my life. However, I haven't considered one aspect you articulated, the hidden cost of water.
I absolutely love, by the way, that you live right off the water and how important it is to you. Overall, water is our greatest resource. And at it's really a core of our food, our health, and our economy everywhere. So literally anything you can think of, there is a hidden cost with it. Whether you're talking about the tea that you're drinking, the meals that we're consuming, the trash that you're disposing of, there's so many impacts that it has on a daily basis. Every single thing, whether it's, the energy that it uses to power your home takes a lot of energy and water, right? When you think about Kenya, all the droughts there, it was a really big disruption to supply chain. You saw a lot of increasing prices and food insecurity risks in relation to the tea industry. So just in relation to tea, how that matters is it's really core to everything, right? It's core to everything in our everyday.
People often assume that water is always readily available. Many of us have discussed conserving water, but I also want you to consider the issue of water quality, as we frequently hear about contaminated water supplies. In the tea lands, bacteria, viruses, and parasites are present in the water, making it hazardous. We drink bottled water here in the West because it's convenient. People in much of the world drink bottled water because it's that or dysentery.
Pollution prevention is huge, obviously, in water conservation. And by preventing the introduction of pollutants into the water system, it's really the first and most important step in water quality conservation. So some key things that you would want to do when you look at the water system is reducing chemical use overall. When you're limiting the use of fertilizers, pesticides, and, you know, a lot of other harmful chemicals, especially when you talk about agricultural runoff, that's going to really help significantly improve the water quality. And then also kind of having buffer zones. So, you know, that's going to help protect water quality as well. Thinking about things like wetlands and things like that, right? Those are really key and why really making sure that they're maintained properly is really core to what we're doing in terms of environmental integrity, but also they're going to be able to absorb excess nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus from all that agricultural runoff. So they're going to be helping in so many different ways. I'm fortunate enough to live in Redondo Beach and in California, and we've been hit with both fires and lots of rain lately, right? And when you think about that, there's a lot of runoff that can happen and contaminants that can get into our water. All those pollutants like oil, litter, the dirt, the particulate matter really is going into our storm drains and eventually gets into lakes and rivers and oceans. And so there's a lot of things that everyday consumers can do by trying to get more green infrastructure. So things like creating more rain gardens and green roofs that help to kind of capture and filter that stormwater naturally are really going to help. And then retention ponds that can manage runoff allows water to kind of filter through soil before reaching water bodies. And that's really going to help with that water contamination. So in the home, making sure that medicines and any household waste should never be poured down drains or toilets. Typically, the best thing is you want to make sure that you properly dispose of that. So making sure it doesn't go down those toilets and drains. So those are all some key things that you want to take a look at, right?
I read the other day that researchers have found tea has a unique ability to remove heavy metals from water while it is steeping. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And I absolutely love that, you know, and I think that has a lot to do. Well, tea is really interesting. Water, it is our life source. When partnered with tea, can do so many things. Like, for example, exactly removing lead from our water source. So even just steeping, you know, the longer that you can let it steep, the more you're going to be able to remove in terms of that exposure to lead and other contaminants. So when you can steep it a little bit longer, that's really going to help. That was actually a pretty recent study that, you know, we've been using tea combined with good, healthy water for a long time, right? It's something that we're more cognizant about and implementing every single day just because of all of the heavy toxic loads that we're all kind of being exposed to every day now.
One aspect of tea that can be challenging is that tea bags are often made of plastic or sealed with plastic. Although that's an efficient way to keep the tea inside the bag, when the plastic comes in contact with hot water, it leaches off, resulting in nanoparticles and relatively high concentrations.
I would 100% agree with, you know, focusing on the loose leaf tea. The larger the surface area of the tea leaves, right? That's what's actually, they're absorbing all of those chemicals. But then when you're heating water in your teacup, that's what is that beautiful process, is that they're then binding to those tea leaves because they have a higher surface area. And that's what's actually doing the best part of the job, is they're removing it at that point, which is really amazing. The biggest thing consumers can do every day is focusing on more loose leaf tea and avoiding even the step where you're having to be concerned on if your packaging made out of nylon or if it contains PET, right? I always test mine. You can actually just even take a tea bag and rip it open. If it rips open pretty easily, that's kind of one way of testing to know if it's made out of plastic or not, if there's some binding agent there that does contain plastic. Some brands will even use it exactly like you mentioned, kind of in even to hold it together, right? So that's why I love some brands that are out there, because they're using just string holding it together. And so I think there's a study that said that there were almost 12 billion microplastics in one cup of hot water, in one cup of tea, which is crazy to me.
What inspired you to start Eco Ethos?
So I started my career, I was in the dairy industry for over 10 years. I'm really working on growing brands and bringing products to the market, just working in general in the CPG industry. But during that time, I actually struggled with fertility issues. And after I did a lot of research on nutrition and health and environmental impact, I actually learned about how diet and animal agriculture and actually the plastics that are linked to endocrine disruption, how they play a really key role in our health. And so I made a switch to more plant-based lifestyle, more plant-forward. And I made sure I researched everything with plastics and, you know, microplastics. They're in all of our plastic water bottles and things like that. And so taking a look at that, I really made a lot of lifestyle and health changes, and my body healed. And, you know, I had two kids naturally. Now I was doing a lot of stuff. So I was doing diet changes and making sure I was reducing my toxic load. So I don't exactly know exactly how I got pregnant, but it happened naturally. And I have two amazing boys, Jackson and Parker. And, you know, that's why I'm here today. But I would say that, you know, what really solidified my commitment was my time as the conservation manager at California Water Service. There is where I really kind of saw everything come full circle and saw firsthand how water consumed by industrial agriculture especially in meat and dairy production, it's really impossible to ignore all of the inefficiencies in both our food and our water system without understanding how it impacts not just human health, but our planet's most precious resource, which is water. I'm here because I'm so passionate about all of that. I've started my company. It's Eco Ethos. I'm Eco Erin, and I like to be the face of it because I'm really passionate about it. And I really like helping consumers and brands understand and make sustainable choices that protect our environment, whether it's plant-based eating, reducing their food waste, drinking more tea, you know, pairing that with a plant-based food dish. They go together really well, right? And just rethinking our packaging overall, right? We all have the power to be a part of the solution. And it's something I'm really excited about working on, right? Is helping businesses and people make those changes every day.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games. Or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.